Hey, everybody.
Of the flip side coming your way for this Thursday, August the 9th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. Well, the big economic report this morning was jobless claims that came in minus 6,000. And you would assume that, listening to the chatter on CNBC, that this would put the kibosh on the Fed announcing more quantitative easing anytime soon, because the number was better than expected. Well, whenever you assume anything, there's a high degree of probability that if you think the market's going to zig, it's going to zag. And today is no exception. Right now, nothing is in the red this morning, which doesn't happen too often. Dow up 18 points at 13,193. NASDAQ up 10 at 3,022. Dollar index higher by 30 at 82.64. Crude oil higher by 76 at 94.11. Gold higher by $3.50 at $16.17. Silver higher by 15 cents at $28.29. Platinum plus $3 at $14.18. And the miners in the plus column, XAU higher by 193 at $157.43. And we'll have more after this.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
To the flip side for this Thursday. You know, watching American news channels from afar is a pretty interesting experience because they, by and large, both do the same thing, whether it's CNN or Fox News, and they put on stories and interview people who do nothing more than reinforce whatever bias a particular news channel has. On CNN yesterday, Wolf Blitzer was once again doing his best to blame the Sikh massacre on white supremacists. And whenever talk of white supremacists come up, they go to their favorite expert and And in that case, yesterday it was Mark Puktak from Southern Poverty Law Center. And I must say, Mark Puktak must be making pretty good money, because it looks like he's bought himself a much better hairpiece than he had a few years ago. And when you look at CNBC, they have a different tactic. CNBC, in order to reinforce their everything's okay, don't worry, be happy, they will trash anyone who opposes their view of where the market is going. And with everybody talking about the S&P breaking above 1500 in order to justify their bias, they have been trashing the CEO of Trim Tabs. Because he has been outspoken about his bearishness about the S&P 500. And I guess it's the reason why Mr. Biderman thought it apropos to respond to many of these criticisms on his call. And so yesterday he put up a video response. Let's play you his response and let him speak for himself. This is Biderman from Trim Tabs. Play the clip. Hello.
General Discussion Forum asked, what say Biderman since he went all in bearish on the S&P sub 1340 July 24th? The market has ripped in his face. Inquiring minds would like to know. Well, the short answer is I remain bearish, but I am not losing very much money for myself and clients while I wait for what I see is an inevitable stock market crash. So yes, I've been bearish and the stock market has gone up. We first told our clients we were turning 100% bearish on July 19th when the S&P 500 closed at 1376. Sorry, but we told paying clients first and then waited until July 24th before telling you all for free. So from July 19th to August 7th, the S&P 500 was up all of 1.8%. And over that same time frame, Biderman's market picks was down less than one-half of 1%. Overall, the model portfolio in Biderman's market picks is down less than one-tenth of 1% since the May 29th start date. And yes, the S&P 500 is up 5.2%. To me, that is not all that terrible a performance, a one-tenth of 1% loss, given all the huge global and U.S. macro risks. On May 22nd, I did an introductory video on Biderman's market picks. I thought a follow-up report might be useful to those of you who are interested in how we've done and how to be a bear with less risk in the market when the market goes against you. A short story about risk first. A few years ago, I had dinner at the modest 200-acre home in Greenwich, Connecticut, of a trader buddy who was one of my best friends in the 1970s when we both lived near Sutton Place. At dinner, with his Renoir staring at me, he said that in 1999, he was down more than $100 million as a result of his being short for several years the internet bubble. That $100 million had to be equal or greater than his net worth back then, but who knows? Yet he was willing to suffer the pain for several years sticking to his conviction. The end result is that now he is one of the few with the real net worth of 11 figures. You figure how much that is. As for me, I'd rather make less money and not suffer the way my buddy did, being short and wrong for several years before making a big score. All that is a prelude to the fact that I do not see any way stocks can avoid crashing sometime soon. The only question is when. How much risk do you want to take? When the collapse happens, it will happen overnight. That is why I want to be short when that happens, but safe until then. So going back to the May 22nd video, for full disclosure about Facebook, which for some of you seems to be an extremely important item, I did say in that video that Facebook has tremendous potential if the company is able to monetize its billion-member platform, and that I personally bought a few shares of Facebook that day. I also bought another few shares at the end of May. Biederman's Market Picks model portfolio opened with a 1%, whopping 1% position in Facebook on May 29th. Then I sold Facebook personally and in the fund model portfolio the day after the most recent quarter was announced, and the loss was about 20%. I still think Facebook has great potential, and I will take a fresh look at the stock in December, which is after all the insider shares currently locked up are allowed to be traded in November. Here's how we've been bearish while minimizing risk in the model portfolio. So even though Biederman's Market Picks is 32% short, since the May 29th start date, our three shorts are down between 5.7 and 9.4% each. On the other hand, everything else is pretty much up. Gold, 23% of the portfolio, we recommend buying 1 ounce bars, is up 3.5%. And the 25% quarter of the portfolio in inflation-protected securities is up around 2% since. The big winners are Amazon and OxyPeat, both up 10%. Apple's up 9%. TrimTab's float-shrink ETF, TTFS, is up 6.7% since May 29th, compared with the 5.2% overall rise in the S&P 500. And yes, I'm the portfolio manager of TTFS and also the chairman, CEO of the sub-advisor to TTFS. The only losing long now that we sold Facebook is Salesforce.com, down 6.2%. For those who might be interested, for 10 bucks, you can buy one issue of Biederman's Market Picks, or you could spend $260. And for 12 months, you can make your selection on our blog site, trimtabs.com blog.
I think what's important to take from Charles's comments there is not if, but when the collapse happens, it will happen overnight. And that is a similar sentiment of many. And I find it interesting how many commentators are all looking to 1 month when the you-know-what is going to hit the fan. And we'll be back.
answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Welcome back to the side for this Thursday. Joining many who are looking at September as a probable time frame for a major market crash is Gerald Celente. Speaking in an interview yesterday, he said that he has a feeling that it's 9/11 all over again. He went on to say, I'm worried about the drumbeats of war getting louder and louder. It's coinciding as well with the economic collapse that is happening throughout Europe. He went on to say that when psychopath politicians get into trouble with their constituents due to a poor economy, and in an effort to divert the public's attention away from the nation's financial problems, they redirect the collective anger towards the threat of an outside enemy who will and use their power to take that nation to war at a politically advantageous time. It's reaching critical mass right now. And I haven't felt this way since December the 14th, 2000. He went on to say that he senses desperation in the voice and actions of Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu, the present and very unpopular prime minister. And I have that feeling now with Netanyahu, Gerald said. This guy Netanyahu has a 60% disapproval rating right now. And I've seen it before. I remember Bill Clinton and Wag the Dog. Every time he'd get into trouble with Monica Lewinsky, it was bombs over Baghdad. He also mentioned in the interview that he is wavering on whether to remain in the U.S. or flee from a fascist dictatorship shaping up in America. He went on to say that he will not allow a bunch of freaks in Washington to chase him out. So he will stay and fight. Whether another 9/11-like event takes place on U.S. soil or overseas, if the United States or Israel goes to war with Iran, it's the beginning of World War III. And our lives will be hell after that. If you think we have a Gestapo state right now, you haven't seen anything yet. Talking about the Middle East, he said, these are Persians. They are 70 million strong. They've been around a long time. They're not going to be going anywhere. And they're going to fight down to the last man. People forget that Iranians lost 1 million people between 1980 and 88 when the United States started a war funding Iraq to attack Iran.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, John, how come you've got a Garden of Eden, and my backyard looks like Dante's Inferno?
Could be any number of reasons. Where did you get your seeds?
I bought the 24 variety kit from one of those guys on the internet. Got a great deal, too.
Well, it may be that your seed isn't suited for this area.
Isn't it all the same?
Heck no, man. My bank came from Texas Ready. They offer regional seed banks so that you can be assured of getting seed that will grow in your area. Not only that, all of their seeds are fresh. You're not going to get some seed that's been sitting around in a freezer or warehouse for the last couple of years.
Oh, crap.
Friends, don't be lassoed into a seed bank that may not produce well in your area. Go to TexasReady.net and order a northern bank for growing zones 3 through 6 or a southern bank for zones 7 through 10. That's TexasReady.net. Live where you will, but be Texas Ready.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Granddaddy was a hillbilly scholar, blue collar of a man. He came from the school where you didn't eat nothing if you couldn't make it with your own two hands. He was backwoods, backwards, used words like no sir, yes ma'am, by God be darned, hell yeah, I'm American. In all the years he walked this earth, I swear all he did was work. He said the devil dreams on an idle horse, so you listen to me, Squirt.
Welcome back to the this Thursday. You know, one of the guys that I have great respect for and how he sees things in America is Paul Craig Roberts. He has an article today called The Dispossessed Majority. He said, I saw a bumper sticker on a beat-up pickup truck that read, Friends, don't let friends vote Democratic. The driver was obviously not affluent, yet despite all the news about mega-trillion-dollar bankster bailouts, mega-million-dollar bonuses for financial crooks, and unimaginable compensation packages for corporate CEOs who have moved middle-class jobs out of America, something made the down-and-out pickup truck driver associate with the political party of the super rich. And as I wondered at the strange alliance of the dirt poor with the mega rich, I remembered that in 2004, Thomas Frank wondered about how the Republicans had managed to convince the poor to vote against their best interests. Frank's answer, or part of his answer, is that the Republicans use social issues such as gay marriage and Janet Jackson's exposed nipple to work up indignation over the threat to moral values posed by liberal Democrats. The working poor have been convinced by Republican propaganda that voting Democratic means giving the working poor's tax dollars to the non-working poor, to providing medical care and schooling for illegal aliens, and being soft on terrorism. To the pickup driver, standing up for America means standing up for bankster bailouts and the military security complex's multi-trillion dollar wars. The Karl Rove Dirty Tricks team has honed the Republican propaganda. Republicans send each other via email an endless number of nonsense stories about Obama being a Muslim, about Obama being a Marxist, about Obama being a Manchurian candidate turning America over to the New World Order or the United Nations or some other dastardly plotting organization. But never is Obama accused of turning the U.S. over to Wall Street and the military security complex or Israel. There's never any citation or source for the accusations in the emails. None are needed because the words are what the Republicans want to hear. Ask them why Obama would be killing Muslims in 7 countries if he was a Muslim, or why Wall Street and the military security complex would put a Marxist in the White House and they turn purple with rage. Just by asking the obvious questions instead of joining in the denunciations, a person confirms the propaganda that America is threatened by Obama dupes who won't stand up for the country. The non-affluent who rage about welfare, Medicaid, Obamacare, and public schools can't seem to put two and two together. The $750 billion top bankster bailout, a small part of the total and ongoing bailout, would have sufficed to cover any holes in these budgets for a long time. Instead, the money went to reward those who caused the financial crisis and threw millions of Americans out of their homes. As far as I know, the pickup driver is one of the dispossessed. The same brainwashed Americans who rage against Obamacare and are lined up to vote for Romney are oblivious to the fact that Romney, while governor of the Eastern Liberal Democratic State of Massachusetts, had his version of Obamacare enacted at the state level. The greatest irony about Obamacare is that it was written by private insurance companies and diverts Medicaid and Medicare funds to their profits. It's socialized medicine, all right, but it's socialism for the private insurance companies. All it took to convince red staters to go along with the military security complex squandering $6 trillion on Iraq and Afghan wars was yellow ribbons and decals and that slogan, support the troops. Obama Republicans claim won't stand up to Syria or against Iran or for Israel. But Republicans are proud when Romney goes to Israel to slither on his belly, pandering to the crazed, bloodthirsty Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, who called Israel's top generals wusses for warning against attacking Iran. Romney told Netanyahu, "Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. I am loyal to Israel." Apparently, flag-waving Republican patriots are not bothered when their presidential candidate announces that as soon as he is in office, he will turn over U.S. foreign policy to Netanyahu and send more Americans to death and bankruptcy for Netanyahu. Karl Rove didn't have any trouble at all in brainwashing red staters to support their own demise. The pickup driver could just as well have sported a bumper sticker that read, "Don't support a Democrat, he might do something for you." Yes, I know, it is almost as easy to beat up on Democrats. Bush and Cheney and their neocon hoodlums destroyed the Constitution and thereby America. But the Democrats let them. It was Nancy Pelosi who, as Speaker of the House, declared Bush's impeachment to be off the table. Bush and Cheney unquestionably violated both the U.S. and international laws and the Constitution. Nancy Pelosi's refusal to hold them accountable established the precedent that the executive branch is no longer accountable to law or to the Constitution. In effect, the executive branch now comprises a dictatorship. It acts outside of law and constitutional restraints. On some issues, it still has to consult with Congress or the courts, but as the executive branch's power grows, consultation will become a formality and then drop away. Congress will have no more influence than the Roman Senate under the Empire. And courts will just become stages for show trials. Americans elected Obama president expecting that he would restore the rule of law. Instead, he codified the Bush regime's transgressions and added some of his own. No one of my generation could have imagined the President of the U.S. sitting in the Oval Office signing off on lists of American citizens to be murdered without evidence or due process of law. So which do you want? The Republican panderer to the rich in Israel whose foreign policy is war? Or the Democrat panderer to the rich in Israel whose foreign policy is war? As Gerald Celente wrote in the July issue of the Trends Journal, Americans argue amongst themselves why their freak is better than the other freak. They will get angry with you if you call their freak a freak. They will actually fight and die to defend their freaks. It's extraordinary that millions of Americans actually believe fervently that it matters whether Romney freak or Obama freak gets elected. If Americans had any sense, they would stay home and not vote. The 1% control the country. And the 99% had just as well own up to it and stay home. Nothing is going to change because of the ballot box. What do you suppose the Ron Paul supporters will do? Will they see Romney as the less socialist of the two and vote for the Republican who stole the nomination from Ron Paul? The U.S. is ruled by a private oligarchy. The government is merely their front. The country's resources are diverse. diverted into the pockets of Wall Street and the military security complex and to the service of Greater Israel. The oil, mining, timber, and agribusiness companies control the Environmental Protection Agency and the Forest Service, which is why regulation only pertains to the small individual, while fracking, mountaintop removals for mining, and pollution of air, water, and soil run wild. The oligarchs have succeeded in making Americans a dispossessed majority in their own country. In November, Americans will again give their approval to one of the oligarchs' two candidates. And that's Paul Craig Roberts. And in my humble opinion, pretty much sums up where America finds itself today. And as I said, that's why I'm always amused by watching American news channels from afar. Because all CNN and Fox News does, as far as reporting the news, is they do nothing more than have stories that reinforce their bias. Whenever Fox needs to beat the drums of war, who do they rely on to give them insight into the affairs of the Middle East? None other than Josh Bolton. And he parrots what they want to hear on a regular basis. Just like when Wolf Blitzer wants to convince everybody of the rise of white supremacists, he always resorts to his favorite expert in the field, Mark Putak. And Wolf, because he's a Zionist, and like his brethren over at Fox, also has his stable of experts he goes to on a regular basis. So, by and large, those who rely on either CNN or Fox News for their daily dose of information, I guess what Paul Craig Roberts defines as the dispossessed majority. And yes, the dispossessed majority is going to the polls in November. And that's why I strongly feel, as I've said many times before, that we are probably weeks away, not months away, from a calamity of epic proportion. And judging by the recent rise in crude oil, the likely suspect will be war in the Middle East. And while this is going on, I guess nobody is paying attention to the rapidly rising price of corn, which is going to fuel a major spike in food costs worldwide. And I guess the only way to keep people diverted away from rising inflation would be some form of war. We'll take a break and be right back.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Those signs, peace to the troubled land.
the flip side for this Thursday, and it's amazing how many more voices are calling for the EPA to abandon its ethanol production. As you know, our guest on Friday, Charles Carlson, has been speaking out about using food for fuel for quite some time. Well, now livestock farmers and ranchers seeing their feed costs rise because of the worst drought in a quarter century are demanding that the EPA suspend production requirements for corn-based ethanol. It's ironic that the Obama administration, the president for the people, sees no need for a waiver, siding instead with the corn growers. Why? Because many of them are in the presidential election battleground states of Iowa and Ohio. And yes, they support the mandate. So it is interesting when you look at who Paul Craig Roberts described as the dispossessed majority. Don't have too many articles posted on my website today. Interesting interview with John Hathaway of the Tocqueville Fund. And he's sticking to his prediction of $2,000 gold. And it's not a matter of if, just a matter of when. And a new debate is rising. Remember the debate about peak oil? Well, it looks like we could be talking about peak gold in the not-too-distant future. Anyway, my friends, stand by for Spengola Speaks coming up at the top of the hour, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.
Are you a-